So, Danny, you're doing something pretty awesome today down at the Nuffield Health Leeds Hospital. It's a brand new CT and MRI scanner that you've been opening today. Tell us a little bit about it, what you've been doing down there as well.
Yeah, I've been down today. I've been kindly asked down to come down, and obviously the opening of the £2.6 million scanners that Nuffield Health have got down here. And it's a pleasure to come down and help out and help the launch.
I was going to say, Danny, when you look at how important it is with a rugby league player's heart and obviously a sports player's heart, when you look at what happened to Danny Jones, that must bring it into a reality for yourself to know just how important it is that you keep yourself fit.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think obviously now, it's massively in the headlines, obviously, what with the tragedy we had in rugby league with Danny Jones. And, within the sport now, there's so much now getting done now with testing, and this new facility here that they're going to have at Nuffield is going to be another thing that can potentially, find any problems in young people or young athletes. So, I think it's a great initiative, and, I'm really glad to be down here to help out today.
And Danny, obviously, being a pro athlete, you've gone through the screening process yourself when you're signing contracts, you're getting the medicals at clubs. What's it like when it comes to checks on the heart? Is there a real emphasis on it, or is having a piece of equipment like this, especially locally, being made available, going to help clubs even more with the players that they've got coming in, or even ones that are still at the club at the moment?
Yeah, I think at our club, I can only speak on behalf of our club, but I think we're one of the leaders in them kind of things. And, for the past number of years now, we've had checkups and and specialised charities have come into the club and tested all the players to make sure that there's no problems. So and obviously now with it being more in the media now, with obviously the tragedy that happened to Danny Jones, now there's a lot more awareness out there now. So, and obviously now with this new facility, the CT and the MRI on our doorstep here in Leeds, it's going to be brilliant for the club and everybody involved in the game. There's no excuses now why people shouldn't be getting tested.
Exactly, completely agree. And Andrew, you're the diagnostic service manager there as well. Now, this investment, as we've already mentioned, the amount of money there, £2.6 million, it's a huge amount of cash, but it's such an important piece of kit, isn't it?
It is. It means that both the CT and the MR are state-of-the-art scanners, and they're certainly the best that are available in West Yorkshire, if not wider, so we can deliver a very high-quality service.
And Danny, while you're on, obviously, we've got to talk about the Leeds Rhinos. And just what have you made of the season so far? Obviously, a lot of injuries within the camp, but I know it was another loss against St Helens, but that was a really good performance, and it must give you a lot of confidence going into the next set of games.
Yeah, this year's been very, very tough, to be honest with you, and tough, obviously, for the team and tough for me personally with injuries and what else, but... like I say, we were disappointed to lose the game on Friday. It was a closely fought contest, but we came out on the wrong side of the result. So we need to keep improving. There's been a lot of things that have not gone right for us this year with injuries and a few other things. But really, we've probably not been playing as well, not been doing ourselves justice on a weekend really. So we need to keep improving and. Hopefully we can string a few good performances together and pick up some points and start climbing the table.
What are the aims now, Danny, then, for the rest of the season? Obviously, looking at where you are now, 11th, but then you've got the Giants below you as well. They obviously must be thinking the same thing. Are the aims to get into that top eight? Is that something you can do?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm going to give you the old boring cliche answer. It's just looking at next week. We can't afford to look too far ahead, to be honest with you. And this week, it's the old four-pointer, really. We need to win against Huddersfield. They're desperate as well. Obviously, they're struggling at the bottom of the table. But, it's going to be a really tough game, that. But we need to turn up on Friday and play well and, give ourselves the best opportunity to finish as high up, as high up the table as possible.
And, when you look at the injuries which have happened this season, the one positive you get from them is the fact that younger players have been kind of thrown in at the deep end and a lot of them are doing quite well. Do you feel that is a case now that they've got that experience and they can build from it?
Yeah, injuries have, if you look across Super League, I think most teams have had, a bad run of injuries at some point and, ourselves, it just seems to keep coming, picking up another few injuries, Friday just gone. So, but like I say, it's an opportunity for someone else to step up to the plate, and some of our young players have been very good this year. They've got a chance through sort of difficult circumstances, but they are definitely stepping up to the plate and showing what they're capable of. And, you know, it shows that the club's future is in good hands.